My first guest this morning is Ian Noble. Ian is a director of the Uckfield Chamber of Commerce, coming to talk about the Uckfield Business Awards. Ian, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Peter.
I think the last time we had you, and I think it was Christmas, wasn't it? When we did the late night shopping and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it seems like a long time ago, but it'll soon be here again, I'm sure.
It will indeed. So then, the Uckfield Business Awards, they formally launched yesterday. So to tell us about the awards and what it's all about for anybody who doesn't know, Ian.
Excellent. Okay, so we run the awards biennially, which means every other year. So last launched in 2022. And we've run them in Uckfield since 2012. We missed out 2020 for obvious reasons. So we go again in 2024. And the reason we do it is that we want to celebrate all that is great and good about business in this great town of ours in Uckfield. So that's why we do it. We have 15 award categories to choose from. And the awards opened just yesterday for entries and indeed nominations. So let me cover the nomination process off first, Peter. Is that all right?
Absolutely fine, yeah.
So any member of the public can nominate their favourite business. You need to go to the website, which is uckfieldbusinessawards.com. And I'm sure we'll remind you of that website address a little bit later on. Go to the website and it's very easy to nominate your favourite business. Now, when you've done that, simple drop down, the category, the business you want to nominate, maybe it's your favourite shop or restaurant or service provider, and then we will invite them to enter themselves for the award. So it's not a popularity contest. We don't need people to galvanise lots of people to nominate a business, but rather we just want one or two people to nominate individual businesses, and then we will encourage them to enter the particular category that is appropriate. And we have a whole range of categories, everything from best new business, best rural business, best retailer, customer service award, best green business. So you get the idea, Peter. Lots of different categories and lots to choose from for people to nominate and enter their businesses.
And also some very important categories there, like the Young Employee Award as well, which is a very special award. Sole Trader, Contribution to Community, that's always a really important one, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. So we've got some individual awards as well, and those individual awards recognise, well, obviously individuals for their contribution. We have a Lifetime Achievement Award as well this time round, somebody that's really put a lifetime into their business, and we need to recognise those individuals too.
And also a big thank you to all of these awards have been sponsored by local businesses as well.
Very good point, and well made. And we couldn't do this without the generosity of our sponsors. The headline sponsor is CJ Thorne & Co. They've done this for a number of years and we're indebted to them. But also other businesses like Lawson Commercial, Dawson Hart, Carvilles, Uckfield Chiropractic, Ricks & K., Crusader Vehicles, and I'm going to mention them all, Simmons Gainsford, Ubiquity, Specsavers, Phoenix Health Hub, East Sussex National, CPJ Field & Co, Parfit Cresswell, Dowling Consultants, Bex Photo, Team 4 Solutions. So they're all the brilliant sponsors that we've got. Don't expect anyone to remember the whole list, but even I can't. But they're great.
And without those sponsors, this wouldn't happen.
No, absolutely. We simply couldn't do it because it costs quite a bit of money to put an awards evening like this on and to be able to recognise businesses and individuals for the success that they've had, rightly so, in Uckfield.
So let's go through the timeline, if we could, Ian.
Yeah.
So it all opened up yesterday, 9th of April, and the first thing you're doing is you're looking for nominations in each of those categories.
Yeah, either nominations or businesses can enter themselves. So don't be bashful. If you're a business out there and you're listening to this, enter yourself. Have a look at the website. Have a look at the categories. And you can enter more than one as well. So you might be a small business, but you might have great green credentials, or you might have a great young employee working for you. And so you can enter more than one category. So enter your business, and you need to be in it to win it, of course. And then I'll talk in a minute about the process of then how we decide who's going to be the winner for each category. But also, as members of the public, if you want to nominate, as I said earlier, a business that's your favourite, then you can do so. And then we'll encourage that business to enter their category appropriately.
So time-wise, then, the nominations close, I believe, on the 7th of June.
No, the nominations do.
Nominations,
yeah. So you can't nominate after the 7th of June. So any time between now, so we've got 2 months for members of the public to nominate. 7th of June is the last date for nominations, yes.
And then full entries closed on the 21st of June?
2 weeks later, yeah, all right.
And what's that process, piece of that process, Ian?
Okay, so the idea being that is if someone nominated, we need to have time to encourage a business to enter. So there's a two-week gap there. Two-week gap. Then as the entries close, we then share those entries with each sponsor. So let's take, for example, all the best green businesses that have entered, the best green business. We will then collect all those applications together in a nice, neat way on a file, and we will send them to the sponsor, which is CPJ Field & Co., the funeral directors, and they will decide who will be the best green business. Now, that will take the form of various means. It might be they'll go and interview face-to-face. It might mean they'll interview people online through Teams or Zoom or something, or phone calls. But they'll certainly speak to all their finalists, all their entries, and then they'll decide the final three, their top three, and those top three will go forward to be invited to attend the evening at East Sussex National, which is
on
Thursday, the 26th of September.
And there's really two key bits of data that we need you to take away today. One is that date and one is the website address. So we'll keep repeating that.
Absolutely.
26th September, Thursday. That's the key date for the event. Now, tickets to the events go on sale in middle of July, don't they?
They do, yeah. So anyone can apply to attend. Obviously, we would love all our finalists to be in the room. I think we just missed out on that last time. I think one or two couldn't make the evening. But you can still win an award if you're not there, but it's nice to receive it in person, isn't it?
And there were some one or two big surprises as well. People were genuinely, absolutely gobsmacked.
Yeah, I mean, the overall winners last time were South Brockwell's Farm Shop, and those guys were blown away by the fact that they won overall. It was a great celebration for them and business in Uckfield, per se. So, look, there's lots for everyone to get involved with this, and we do need to just encourage people to get involved. Uckfieldbusinessawards.com, enter your business or nominate your favourite business.
All right, and there's 15 categories in there, so you don't have to nominate against all of the categories. Just do a couple you want to, or do as many as you want to. But we really are looking for your nominations. It's open right now. It stays open until the 7th of June. It is uckfieldbusinessawards.com. Just put Uckfield Business Awards into any of your search engines, you're going to find it.
I think so, yeah.
Very easy website there. And then the other key date, Ian, for the awards evening?
Is the 26th of September. Okay, is that what you were looking for?
That's what I was looking for, yep. Stick that one in your diary right now, because it's going to be a great evening. Normally a black tie event, isn't it?
It is a black tie event, and as I said, tickets would go on general sale, what did we say, mid-July or something?
Mid-July, 15th of July, the tickets start to come out.
But whilst we want all our sponsors and all our finalists in the room, anyone can actually attend, so you can then go online and buy tickets. And I think they'll be priced at £55.
All right.
For the three-course gala awards dinner.
And going to be a very, very good night. So look, there's 15 awards. There's some great businesses there sponsoring the main awards, and some really important awards as well. I mean, all of them are important, I think, in their own right, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. So there's a place for everyone. And look, these weren't the same as we did in 2022. There were a couple of new ones this time, a couple we dropped from last time. But the awards committee, which I sit on, we decided what the categories were going to be back in January, I think, when we first spoke about this. So we're really excited that it's all now live and we're ready to go once again.
All right. On your list of points you had in front of you, have we covered off all the things that you wanted to make sure you mentioned today?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think we've covered all the key points. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just bore people and repeat the two key points again. So the website address, Ian?
Is uckfieldbusinessawards.com.
And the date for the awards?
Is Thursday, the 26th of September.
Ian Noble, Director of the Chamber of Commerce, thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure.